DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Charlotte Chelsenpil in Bonn, and a very happy new year as Europe welcomes in 2013. In Germany, more than a million revelers welcomed in the new year at Berlin's famous Brandenburg Gate. At the strike of midnight, an 11-minute firework display entertained the crowds, as did the British pop band The Pet Shop Boys. Spectacular firework displays have also been witnessed in London, Sydney and Dubai, while Myanmar saw its first New Year's countdown in years, and another sign that the nation is opening up after decades of military rule. Now, it's not quite New Year in Washington, but there lawmakers have been pushing to reach a deal on the so-called fiscal cliff ahead of a midnight deadline. And it appears an agreement has been reached. Top congressional aides say that if passed by Congress, the last-minute deal will avert huge tax hikes and spending cuts for 2 months. They were due to kick in on January 1st. The agreement includes a balance of cuts and tax increases for the wealthy. Vice President Joe Biden is currently on Capitol Hill, meeting with fellow Democrats to bring them on board with the deal. Republicans have already indicated their support for the compromise. A vote looks set to take place shortly before midnight local time. That's around 5 a.m. GMT. The UN Security Council has imposed sanctions on two rebel groups, which it says have been responsible for war crimes in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The sanctions affect the M23 rebel group and their alleged Rwandan allies, the FDLR. They include an arms embargo and a travel ban and asset freeze on several figures linked to the group. The M23 took up arms in April after claiming that the government failed to abide by a 2009 peace deal. In November, they captured the key eastern town of Goma as they marched towards the capital. They later handed back power to the government after international condemnation. Neighbouring Rwanda has been accused of supporting the M23, claims which Rwanda has denied. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Officials in Islamabad say Pakistan has freed four Afghan Taliban prisoners, including a former justice minister. Their releases came after talks between the Afghan Peace Council and Pakistan in Islamabad in November. Confirming the decision, Pakistan's foreign ministry spokesman said the release was designed to help the peace process in Afghanistan. Kabul has been pressuring Pakistan to release prisoners who could help promote reconciliation ahead of the withdrawal of most NATO combat troops before the end of 2014. It remains unclear what role the four released prisoners could play in the peace process. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has used her New Year's address to appeal for courage and continued innovation in the country. In a televised speech, she said Germany needed to continue to work hard in the face of financial adversity.
The reforms we have agreed to are beginning to take effect, but we still need a lot of patience. The crisis is far from over.
Merkel warned that the year ahead would be economically tougher than 2012, contradicting assurances by Germany's finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble last week. He said that the worst was behind the Eurozone's leading economic power. Turning her attention from Germany's finances to domestic security, Merkel went on to thank soldiers, police officers and civil servants for their efforts to keep the country and other parts of the world safe. Now, with the ushering in of the new year, came a change in the European Union presidency. Ireland has now assumed the role. The rotating presidency changes every 6 months. It's been held by Cyprus since July. A ceremony was held at Dublin Castle to mark the changeover. And to soccer now, Bayern Munich's Frank Ribery has been voted best outfield player of the Bundesliga season so far, in a poll published by Kicker Sports magazine. The poll, voted for by Bundesliga players themselves, put the France international well ahead of Borussia Dortmund's Marco Reus, who came in second. Hamburg's René Adler was chosen as best keeper, and Eintracht Frankfurt's Armin Wehr best coach of the first half of the season. For more news and information, please visit our website. Charlotte Chelsenpil, Deutsche Welle News.